Somebody needs to figure this out. For me, the temptation to play amateur traffic cop happens every time I'm behind the wheel. Every time we pull out of the driveway, we're entrusting our lives to nameless, faceless humans who are behind the wheel of a 3,500-pound death machine, hoping that they have baseline awareness of the social contract found in the vehicle code. Do you hope to make it back home alive and unharmed? That's more of a crapshoot than you might imagine. One of the more obscure facets of the vehicle code, that's the ground rules for operating a vehicle, is the concept of right-of-way. When coming into an intersection that is not controlled by a traffic light, the statute says that the first person to stop is the first to go. If multiple cars stop concurrently, the one on the right side has the right-of-way. To violate that decorum is called failure to yield, and it is a citable offense. That means that a police officer can issue a ticket that can result in fines or points. Failure to yield may not sound like a big deal, but when the common understanding dictates that there is a way to conduct oneself in an orderly manner to avoid the collisions that can occur when it's every man for himself, it's best to take that into account before you take your foot off the brake and hit the gas. Allow me to use this modern metaphor as a potential parable. As we navigate through life in a society of increasingly complex organizational frameworks, we're surrounded by people whose decisions affect us, both directly and indirectly. In every aspect of life and culture, there are org charts in play. Some people are in the upper echelons and others are below them. None of the boxes are static. People who inhabit every position are in a state of predictable change. Some are zigging laterally or diagonally. Some are progressing upward. There are others who are aging out, leaving the whiteboard for parts unknown. Except, it seems, for the box at the top of the pyramid. If the title there is CEO or President or Executive Director, there is a virtual defensive shield that wraps around the edges of that corner office position. Nothing except an act of God or a confidential meeting of the Board of Directors can touch the person who wears that crown. The bold underscore for that likelihood, add founder to the meritorious accolades printed on the top box calling card. Those top dogs aren't going anywhere until the coroner's van pulls to the curb of the executive headquarters building. In the business lane, among privately held companies, about 60% of founders admit to delaying succession planning, according to Harvard Business Review. In the religious nonprofit sector, 70% of founders say on their organizational thrones far beyond the ideal transition window, according to Marian Kaufman Foundation. Among churches, 75% of founders or senior pastors over the age of 60 have not yet identified or empowered a successor, fearing loss of identity, lack of trust in younger leaders, or uncertainty about their personal future, according to the Barna Group. Why do founders lock themselves into the corner office? One study found five likelihoods. One, their personal identity is tied to the role. Two, a fear of irrelevance. Third, a belief that no one else can match their performance. Fourth, a lack of trust in successors. And five, emotional difficulty in yielding control. The greatest transition in history from the founder to his successors was modeled by Jesus. He never aged out. Instead, he recognized what his unique contribution to the movement was, and when he had completed that assignment, he elevated his successors to lead to the eternal horizon. Wherever you are in the pecking order, you should be planning to hand your spot off to your designated replacements, recognizing that often unstated part of your job description. If you're at the top of the power structure, remember that your title includes the invisible descriptor, interim. Dysfunction is inevitable when the oldies become moldies. Look inside the Beltway. Look at the Kremlin. Look at the Forbes list. Look at too many pulpits. When is it time to pass the torch? And what are you doing to elevate your protégés to their future greatness?